on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Bet365 Geelong. A beautiful circuit, beautiful course to race on this Friday in pristine weather conditions. The track is a good four, the rail's out 6 metres, and we will be finding you all at the winners. Harry White coming up shortly. We'll have a chat to Simon Zara, but first up we're going to have a chat to Racing.com's Ben Ascari, who is one of the best form judges going around, and it's great to watch him every Friday finding us the winners. Good morning, Benny.
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
Confident Geelong on a Friday?
Oh, it looks a tricky card, actually. You know, I love to find a couple of standouts in the maidens, maybe some progressive horses, but it looks a pretty tricky card today in terms of trying to find the standouts. There's genuine dangers most of the races, so try to find a bit of value, actually, and hopefully we can get a result.
All right, so where do we find the value today? Tomorrow? No, today even.
Today, yeah, well, tomorrow's going to be tricky, but today I might be a little outside the box here, but I think in the fifth race, that the horse on the third line of betting in AC Dame is well over the odds of $6. He had no luck at all first up at Geelong, won the maiden nicely at Benalla, beating Semper Fortis with a gap to third there. And I think she might have a bit more upside than her rivals. I know the favourites run in a midway at Randwick last time out looks good on paper, but might be a bit of a spike performance. It looks a bit of an outlier in the form profile. I think that horse could be under the odds. Well, the market's saying that Stavelot's going to be winning. It's been heavily backed this morning, D Lane for Matty Raymond, but it needs to run a new career peak, and you're going to have to be taking a pretty short price if you want to back it. So all said and done, I think 650, you can even play each way if you're that way inclined, but I think 650 is a pretty fair gamble for AC Dame in the fifth today.
I like that. All right, so AC Dame, each way in race number five. Is there anything else we should be having a look at?
Yeah, I'd like in the seventh race, resuming for the Mick Price stable, Charging Ahead, who won this maiden last preparation quite nicely, went to Sandown and bled, so obviously giving that performance, had the mandatory ban after that bleed, has resumed off a jump out the trial this prep, and the trial was a really nice piece of work. Like the way she's come back, and it's a benchmark 64. They're all, you know, some fit, in-form horses that'll run well, but we know their level, whereas I think she's got some genuine upside off a nice trial, so I think she was around the $4 mark last time I looked, and happy to play her in the seventh race. So races 5 and 7, I think there's a couple we can have something on at Geelong today.
Beautiful. We'll build the bank for tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, I'll get your Rupert Clark selection first, but we need the inside mail because Sharkey has declared that the .com horse, Devout Hero, will be winning tomorrow. Now, the big question is, I can't see your name in the ownership here. I can see all the big guns, Hutchie, Zarafa, Ashman, also Ramage, but there's no Ascari. What's happened?
Well, I think I've been left out, Michael. I think it probably tells you a little bit about the pecking order here at racing.com. to be fair, on a serious note, I think she's over the odds, this horse, Devout Hero. I was talking to the guys and we were pre-markets and I was expecting her to come up clear second favourite behind Heresy, and I was very surprised she went up double figures. So maybe it's just me trying to cover off that I got left out, but I had something on her at double figures, and they are very confident about her chances. Just privately, I know the guys are really kicking up for her. So I've had something on at double figures, but yeah, it still hurts a little bit that I was left out there, Michael.
All right. Well, it's 8:50 now into 7:50 this morning. The move is continuing. Who wins the Rupert Clark?
Great question. I think I'm leaning Probabil. I just think she's the class horse in the race, but it's hard to know definitively with I'm Thunderstruck not in the field. He could not have jumped out any more impressively, and he is a very, very serious racehorse. But I think Probabil is the class second up, as long as the track's not too wet. Happy to lean her away at stage.
Good on you, Ben. Good luck today and over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.
Ben Ascari joining us there. Let's have a chat now to a man who always helps the RSN listeners out with a winner, Simon Zara. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Michael.
Big weekend for the team. You've taken a number of horses down to Geelong, and we kick off the action in race number 2, Star Waltz, who showed good ability on debut. What are we expecting today?
Yeah, no, obviously we thought she'd run particularly well first up, and good natural improvement, and You know, she looks like she's come on a lot just in her coat. So, look, this is not an easy race. Obviously, doing all the form for the whole meeting, actually, it's a really strong meet. But, yeah, I thought she's a good each-way chance in a tough race.
Yeah, it is a strong meeting. And Mr. Sizzle's another one that you probably would have expected to go there and be extremely hard to beat in race number four. You've got two runners and Johnny as well. But Mr. Sizzle comes up at around about $11 because the depth of this race.
Yeah, it was funny. I did a pre-race report for the owners this morning and, he started a favourite in his last two starts and today's a bit of a ranked outsider. But look, he's come on well. Had a lot of luck in his two runs, but he should put himself into the race. And it's whether the class is good enough. But, you know, all you know is that he gives 100% and, it's whether he's good enough on the day. But this does look like a race that might hold a bit of form in the future.
Wasn't much between the two stablemates last time out. Which way are you leaning today?
Oh, I think Judy's just drawn a bit ordinary today. She got the run of the race. The Bendigo thing panned out really well and it was just good to see her bounce back a little bit because she has shown us a little bit. But I just thought Mr. Sizzle just getting a bit more luck might be the preference.
Okay, you've got two good informed chances. In race number six, Steel Skies is the even money favourite, though. Brilliant Venture at 750. Is that how you see the two of them?
Yeah, look, he's been up a while, Steel Skies. So, you just got to hope he hasn't had enough. But, look, he gets to the front a bit too soon and he just seems to switch off a lot. So hopefully we can just ride him the way Damien rode him at Sandown a couple of starts back. He was a few pairs back and pounced at the right time. So he's got to be ridden to perfection. And look, if he does that, he's obviously going to be riding the money. And I just saw Brilliant Ventures run the other day. It was outstanding. He was 4 and 5 wide with 64 on a heavy track. So gets back onto a dry, comes in really well with the weights. Just drawn a bit awkward. So look, if he gets a bit of a nicer run, I thought he thought he was a really good each way.
All right, that's a good push for the outsider of the two. Brilliant Venture at $7 and $2. And then we finish with a favourite in race 7, Influential Jack. Not far away last start. Has he improved?
Nothing needs to improve. Just needs to probably get a better run in transit. He was caught deep in a really ordinary run race at Sandown. It was really muddly. Everyone sat up and looked at each other and he was caught wide, so it was a bit of an ugly race. So hopefully we can just ride him a little bit colder to finish off. I think that, obviously, that wind's going to play into play today. I think along the back, sort of doing my homework, I think it'll blow into their faces along the back, so it might need to be to cover. And if he gets that, I thought he's racing well and should be hard to beat.
Who's your best today?
I thought Influential Jack and obviously Brilliant Venture each way.
I like it. You've got some really nice chances tomorrow, including General Bow, Dirty Thoughts, Good and Proper. Who are you with? Have you got a little multi tomorrow?
Oh, I like Good and Proper. I thought her run the other day was outstanding. She went into the run a little bit underdone and really come on, and she had plenty of time to get over that run. So I thought, obviously the 14, hopes are not too sharp, but I thought that one run under her belt, she looks well placed. And I think we might see a good bounce back from General Bow tomorrow. Back to the 1,000, good speed, a bit fitter now. And I think the 1,200 probably just saw him out a little bit second up. So I just think back to the 1,000 is going to be the key for him.
Good on you, Simon. Good luck today and tomorrow.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.
Simon Zara joining us there. Now we get to have a chat to Harry White. Harry, are you confident today?
I am, Michael. I didn't find a heap of meat on the bone. It's a competitive meeting, but I think that we come away in front for sure.
Let's get stuck straight into it, because I did see a little tweet you put out yesterday saying you are quite keen to play today. So hopefully we can find all the RSN listeners plenty of winners. And there's a good form race that Beagle comes through in at the first event, and it is the favourite. We can take out 7 and 12. Beagle for Team Freeman, $2.80. Free Market's been well supported, though, into Equal Favouritism, $2.80. And then you're out to From Pantherland from the Kinney and Casey Keys Yard at $4 and into $4 now. So it's $4 even. So there's three that are pretty well supported at the top of the market here.
Yeah, they're my top three, but I'm going with From Pantherland. Been jumping out, trialing nicely in the lead up to his second prep. ran on really well to finish on the heels of the Minor Money Place Getters on debut. That was a stakes race at Caulfield, then got really heavily checked in the Breeders' Stakes in Adelaide. So forgive and forget that run. I think with even luck from a tricky gate, which has improved with a couple of scratchings, I think he's riding the finish. I'm glad to see a bit of money support this morning. We can tie the form of Free Market in with From Pantherland. The only horse to beat him home on debut finished three lengths off From Pantherland at Caulfield. A couple of recent jump outs have been good. Player. I don't really know what to make of the first up run of Beagle when favourite at Lakeside. Pulled up with no issues, I thought was quite plain. Debut run last prep warranted favouritism. Could certainly bounce back here with blinkers going on. And then Lumberpunk caught the eye with a strong finish on debut on the synthetic and is bound to have fans on that effort. 9, 8, 6, 10.
9, 8, 6, and 10 in the first race. Number two is over 1,125. A few scratchings here. 2, 3, 13, and 14. Fjord is a first starter, and it's been well supported from Team Friedman. It is the $3.50 favourite, Identical at $4.40, and Star Waltz at $4.60. Who are you with here, Harry?
I am most intrigued with a couple of those first starters, more so than Fjord. She's the full sibling to Shoals and Groundswell. Looked good winning a recent Flemington jump out. Looks to have gate speed. I'd expect Jai McNeil to utilise that and push forward from the inside draw. She does look to be an exciting prospect. The other first starter is My Whisper. Ran nicely through the line in a recent trial. History says Identical was likely to be giving away a head start, but prior form lines are quite strong. And then Star Waltz, right in the thick of things after setting the pace on debut, and leaders weren't suited that day, so add even more merit to that run. I'll go 1, 8, 4, 12.
1, 8, 4, and 12 in the second. Race number three, take out 11, 12, 14, and 16. La Farag, or is that how we're pronouncing this one? It first up today from the Denny O'Brien stable. La Farag, at $2.80. It's got ability, whatever it's called, chain. $2.90 and minimal. A first starter from the Leon and Troy Corson stable at $6.50s, also well in contention.
Yeah, I'm going with Lafargue. We'll go with that. I'm really keen on this horse. If I had a next best of the day, this is it. Resume sporting blinkers. He was well supported on debut last prep on the back of a couple of solid jump outs and ran well despite not winning, adding even more merit to that considering he pulled up with a slow recovery. Jump out last month down the Flemington Straight was really good to my eye, and Craig Williams' book to ride reads very well. Definitely one to be betting on today. Chain, the Danger, was only narrowly beaten as debut favourite when third. He and the Quinella put over three lengths on the next best runner. Bring the Stars and Euro Dandy have intertwining form from last prep. They look to be the other key hopes at a bit of a price. Leading Bring the Stars for third based on a recent jump out and kicking straight off over this trip. But I'm very, very keen on the favourite. 8, 2, 1, 3.
8, 2, 1, and 3 in race number three. Race number four, this is over 1,733 metres. We can take out 4, 12, 14, 17, 18, and 19. Grinzinger Knight is the favourite at $3.60. Wild About Harry, $4.40. My Brilliant Shoe at $5.50. And then Route to Cheryl's Lad at $8.50. So this looks a bit more open, Harry.
Yeah, with that key scratching of Gun Deck, sort of opened it up. I was with Grinzinger Knight originally, but we were getting double figures. Now we're getting $3.80, so it's not as appealing, but I think he's third up and maybe ready to fire after a solid effort last time out. Gave me the indication he was looking for more ground, which he gets. And I'm also worth noting we've seen subsequent winning form from that race through Rhinoceros. My Brilliant Shoe ran on strongly two back before a luckless run last time out at Mornington. Just got going when it was all over. I think she looks well placed. Wild About Harry sustained a good run to finish in a blanket with the Minor Money on debut. Strips Fitter deservedly in the market. And then Mr. Sizzle, I do think, is over the odds. Looks to be next best. 11, 10, 7, 5.
11, 10, 7, and 5 in race number four. So that's half the card down. At Geelong, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a quaddie after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at today's Friday meeting at Bet365 Geelong. We're up to the first leg of the quaddie with Harry White finding us the winners. Race 5, it's a 64 over 1,333 metres. We can scratch 3 and 6. Duchess of Windsor is the favourite at $2.30. Fabulot, Maddie Raymond's runner, has been well supported, opened up $9, $8 this morning into $4.20. National Guard at $5.50. AC Dame is at $6.50 and Excelsior Star at $9.50. Who do we like here, Harry?
It's a tricky, small but tricky race. On a day where I didn't think there was a heap of value around, I'm happy to go with National Guard. Like the way the horse won first up over 7 furlongs. He was back all throughout running before peeling, gradually running over the top of them. That brought up his third win in 4 starts since coming across to the Lindsay Smith stable. And the run certainly gave me the impression there was improvement to come and that more ground would prove advantageous. The New South Wales Raider Duchess of Windsor sparks interest. Form from north of the border suggests she should be right in the finish in a field of this calibre, but I think could be under the odds. Excelsior Star can improve out of sight third up and over more ground. And AC Dame, coming off an impressive maiden win over the mile, I think could measure up too. And that big go for Fabulot is got me a bit worried as well. 1-9-2-10.
1-9-2-10 in the fifth. Race number 6 is over the 2,440. It's a 64 rater. No scratching, Steel Skies. We heard from Simon Zara before. It's at $2 even money. Gundawindi's at $3.20. Greycan's $6.50. But Zara, Simon gave us a better push for Brilliant Venture at the value. $7.50, $2 if you can get a decent run from that tricky gate. Shakespeare's Alley is the next in the market at double figure odds. So Brilliant Venture at an each way price or the stable made even money? Which way are you leaning, Harry?
I think that out of the two, I was sort of leaning towards Steel Sky. Still not my on top pick. I'm happy to go with Gundawindi. Started favourite in all 3 career runs to date, and last start he justified a very short quote first up, knocked off a maiden over the mile. Look, he does jump up sharply and trip, but gives the impression he can measure right up and go on with it in this sort of field. Steel Skies, I thought, was the danger, but just really, really skinny in betting. Beaten less than a length last time out in stronger grade after a win over the trip prior in a similar race. Grey Khan led throughout to score at track and trip last time out in this grade, so does jump up 3 kilos for his efforts, even after Tiani Chapman's 3 kilo claim. And then I've put Shakespeare's Galley in as next best, but happy to trim up the quaddie with just my top 3 selections. 8 to win, 2-1-5.
8 to win from 2-1-5 in the second leg of the quaddie. The third leg is over 14.25, another benchmark 64. Take out 6. Influential Jack and a good push from Simon Zara again is the favourite here at $3.70. For Hash, $3.80. Charging Ahead, $4. And Stonefield at $5. And then $5.50 for Awkward. They're the only 5 considered a chance in the market.
Yeah, Simon gave it a good push. I'm going to give Influential Jack a good push as well. Was just beaten by the barrier, 2 back as favourite. Ran home very well regardless after covering ground. Then raced wide again without cover last start, and I still thought ran very well. Finally draws a decent gate. I think the key could be racing more forward, and I like that there's been market support this morning. I'm really keen on Influential Jack. If not him, then Vahash. Chasing a hat-trick after notching up a double on the synthetic. He offsets a big weight allocation with a claimer and maps to lead. They're the only 2 I want. Stonefield narrowly beat home Influential Jack 2 back, but took a rails run, didn't go around a runner. So had all the favours in transit, and then he himself has won since. And then I've got Awkward as next best. But 2 and 1, the ones to play around ahead of 3 and 11.
2 and 1, the top 2 in selections ahead of 3 and 11 in the third leg of the quaddie for Harry, which brings us to the last race of 8. It jumps at 5 o'clock. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,125 metres. Take out 9, 13 and 14. Turnstar is the favourite here for Team Hawks, $3.50. Good push from Simon Wild. Riley McLuke first up at $5. Zia Vera is at $5 for the Stokes Yard, and then we're out to Universal Lady at $5.50. That's not where the chances end, though. Heroic Chief, $7 and $8 for Salt Peter. Reasonably open way to finish the day.
It is, but I actually am saving my best for last. I think $3.50 about Turnstar is appealing. Heavily backed late at Bendigo last time out. Came out second best in a two-horse war. Blinkers on. He'll definitely be looking to atone for last start, and I really think that he can. Zia Vera comes through the strongest form races. Has been racing in stronger grade for the most part of this prep. I'm still thinking that she's a 1,000-metre specialist, so could be vulnerable at the back end of this trip, but class can carry her a long way. Universal Lady has won two on the synthetic, comes here in search of a hat-trick, and then maybe Saltpeter strips fitter second up. I just wonder if he's looking for more ground now, but again, a fairly classy horse which can carry him. But Turnstar, I'm keen. 12, 8, 10 and 4.
12, 8, 10 and 4. Best of the day in the last, which is how we like to see it, Harry. So we have to wait to the last for your best. Is there something a little earlier we can play in the card?
I think we can. So I best is race 8, number 12, Turnstar. Next best, and a horse that I've already backed, race 3, number 8, Lafargue. Value, not much around. Race 5, number 1, National Guard. Quaddy, fairly skinny today. First leg, 1-2-9-10. Second leg, 1-2-8. We trim up the third leg with numbers 1 and 2 only. Last leg, 8-10-12. Play of the day, I'll have a running double. A couple of those first starters in race 2, numbers 1 and 8, into race 3, number 8, Lafargue.
All right, so that's today. We've got the money sorted there. Have you had a look ahead to Caulfield tomorrow?
I have. I caught a bit of your segment with Sharky, and Nonconformist I have as my best. History suggests that the horse, well, he's 2 from 3, third up, and loves Caulfield. 2,000 metres, ran really well in the Lawrence and the Fian. I think that it's his race tomorrow, especially when I heard about Charlie Rose, maybe not fully wound up. So I'm even keener now. Nonconformist, race 7, bet.
All right. You're in a camp that is pretty full at the moment for Nonconformist. Good luck today, Harry, and tomorrow.
Thanks, Michael. You too.